Coach, congratulations. You completed the drive for five, a fifth state championship. And 2012, you went it with six wrestlers. 2018, you went it with six wrestlers. How do you summarize this weekend?
Well, they're all different and they're all fun. A little bit unexpected. I know there's a lot of teams with three really good people. I thought we have four really good ones. That's what we meddled. Out of them six. Sometimes it takes more, but you know, we put up a lot of bonus points. They worked real hard at it. They didn't slough off. They won through the finals as much as we could. It's a great trip, you know. Everybody should do it every once in a while.
Well, you got three into the finals yesterday, almost got a fourth one, lost that one in overtime, but it came back to finish in third. And two state champions started off Wyatt Hayes in the finals at 170, and then you get Justice McDaniel at 126 and tough one at 132 with Caden Wren. I know, great finals round for you, have to feel like overall.
Everything's great. Yeah, I'm having a great time. I was nervous as heck early. We win the one first big one. You always got to get the rock rolling downhill. We won the second one, then it's all over. We took a lot of pressure off with Hayes' first win, and we build up the points on the first day. That's not a very good feeling, sitting here watching everybody coming through the back door. If people are going to do this, I'd suggest they get some help in the back door. You never want to leave your back door unprotected. But we didn't quite make it to 100 points, but I guess my kids are good mathematicians. They all knew what they had to get done. They had a pretty good time at it. We had a lot of rookies step up, be great kids, come to the state tournament. One of them even won a match. The cupboard's not bare. We're losing a great one in our one senior. I guess you got to graduate them, but it's worse note when we don't get that done. But he sure led us all in the right direction and kept our spirits up, and it was a good deal.
Well, you also you mentioned Jarrett Juergens, four-time state placer for you. What an accomplishment. He had four placers, third, and fourth, and a third there. And, I mean, losing him, what a leader for you guys this year and last year.
Sure it is. I feel really bad that he couldn't find his way into the finals. He was wanting that ever since he stepped onto our team. But hard work, it never goes unrewarded. It just may not come in the way you want. So,
You mentioned your young newcomers here. Gabe Bauer is winning a match at 285 pounds. Got one win there. Was close on his second one. And then I know Brandon Roberts got here as well at 113. Almost came back and won that consolation first-round match. But it's good to get them here to some state tournament experience.
Sure it is. It's best to get Brandon helped us out a lot at regional. If we didn't get our winning ways started when we started off the mat on that last round for regionals, I don't know what we would have really ended up with. You just got to do that. Sure, he fell short here. Boy, it's going to take some work. Hard work gets you a lot of places. Dan Gable always said, technique will get you through the first round. Conditioning gets you through the second round, but it takes a little heart to get you all the way through.
Fifth state championship, all under your five of them now. Are you going to get the ring on the thumb, or are you going to go to the second finger with this one?
I'll probably just have to hang it around my wife's neck. She probably is the one that deserves it.
Well, I mean, how's that feeling to win five state championships?
You always want more. I don't care what they say. It's just like a nice drug. If you think you got enough, you always want more.
All right. Well, congratulations. What a run here this weekend.
What a run.